It's MKF. I'm delighted to be joined this afternoon by Nicholas Mann, the chair of the MK Business Leaders and hosts of the MK Business Achievement Awards. Nicholas, how are you?
I'm good, thank you, Michael. Here we are again.
Big announcement from you guys recently. The awards are back.
Yeah, we're back. We're back in 25, the 20th of March, 2025, back at the stadium in the ballroom this time. So yeah, looking forward to it. And the theme this year is bridging the gap. It's all about skills and learning for our future workforce. So really excited about that too.
Fantastic. We'll come on to the theme in just a moment. I'm sure many people are very familiar with the Business Achievement Awards, but for anyone who's perhaps new to Milton Keynes, tell us what it's all about.
It's a celebration of business in Milton Keynes, as simple as that, really. We try to have as many categories as we can and make them so that businesses, any business organisation, can enter at least one category. So they're quite general, broad cross-section from micro-business and small, medium-sized business through to Entrepreneur of the Year and Charity of the Year. We take recommendations for outstanding contribution to Milton Keynes and Milton Keynes community. We have a celebrating diversity category. So as you can see, quite a broad cross-section. And then we have a couple of new categories this year. Well, we've merged innovation and technology together, so to make space for manufacturing and supply chain. So yeah, we're trying to cast our net as wide as possible.
Milton Keynes, a real hive of industry, and you really get to see it all sort of laid out in one place at the Milton Keynes Business Achievement Awards, right?
Yeah, absolutely. As I said, we try to attract as many business people as we can, business-related organisations. So last year, when we were in the arena, we had over 750 people there. And as I say, I try to make it the biggest and most glitzy award in the region.
Yeah. And you've done very well at that. It's kind of grown over the years, hasn't it?
Yeah, it really has. So this will be our 11th time. Last year was our big 10th anniversary. This year will be our 11th time. And as I say, if you enter the awards, and obviously I'm speaking to you today to encourage people to enter the awards. It's a very simple process, which I'm sure we'll come to. But you end up, if you're shortlisted as a finalist, you'll get a video shown to all the other business people in the room. So it's really great publicity, even if you don't win. And of course, if you win, it's even greater publicity. So it's well worth entering.
Absolutely. You mentioned this year's theme, Bridging the Gap, Skills and Learning for Our Future Workforce. Why are skills so important to industry in Milton Keynes?
Well, it's been a recurring theme in business for quite some time now. As you mentioned, I'm chair of Milton Keynes Business Leaders Partnership. And I talk to a lot of businesses in that role. And very often we're talking about a shortage of talent, not being able to recruit the right people.
Yeah.
And that's obviously a restraint on the growth of business in Milton Keynes. However, there are a couple of factors that businesses don't really work with our education establishment. Some do, but many more don't. Mm. To actually tell education what we need, both now and in the future. So that seems a bit dumb to me, not to put too fine a point on it. So the point of the theme is twofold. It's one, to encourage businesses to engage with our educational establishments a bit more, just so that we can work in partnership with them. And secondly, when we did our celebrating diversity category a couple of years ago, I discovered that quite a lot of schools, universal education isn't universal. Mm. If you're a new settler into the country or Milton Keynes, you might not have the networks that some of us take for granted. So your children don't necessarily get the opportunities, both educationally and in terms of work experience. So the other part of this theme is really about just trying to increase the opportunities for everybody within our great city to get educated and to find really meaningful work.
So in terms of how that translates to the entries and what you're looking forward to seeing from people entering, is it that sort of thing? It's collaborating with educational institutions and really innovative ways of bringing in new talent?
Yeah, we try to make sure that the theme has some relevance to the questions. But if you're entering a micro business, the predominance of the questions are around your business and what you've done to grow it, for example.
Yeah.
However, if we have tiebreaker, we have a tiebreaker question in the second round, and that is, So we had two Thai businesses, for example. We would probably choose the one that did more to work with educational establishments than doesn't. So it shouldn't be, if you don't do anything, it shouldn't be a detriment to entering. But nonetheless, that being the theme this year, we try to encourage, we're trying to encourage businesses to work more closely, as I said earlier, with education. So yeah, it's important. But then we also have a skills and learning category. And in that, we hope that businesses that have a really strong track record for bringing on their team and you know, recruiting and training their people, they enter that.
Yeah, totally. So let's talk about entries then. How can people get involved? How can businesses be a part of the awards?
Well, good question. The website, as always, mkbaa.co.uk. So that's mkbaa.co.uk. It's a two-stage process. We deliberately do it this way so that the first stage, you have to submit broadly 500 words telling us about your organisation. So it doesn't take a huge amount of time because we don't want to waste business people's time. We know we're largely very busy people. What our judges then do is, and it's an independent judging panel, I should say, so we have no influence over it. They make their own minds up. They will review which businesses they want to take through to a second stage. So if you unfortunately you're not taken through, you haven't wasted a huge amount of time, max an hour, probably nearer 40 minutes. If you do get shortlisted, then we ask about four or five bit more in-depth questions, which then the judges, we have a judging day in February, and we go pour through every application. It's a long old day, but from that we will select our finalists and our winner. So two-stage process, dead easy in the first stage, a bit more in-depth in the second, but still relatively straightforward.
Nice. I'm sure that is a long day, but I imagine very fun as well going through all those entries.
Yeah, it is. It's really insightful to see. There's over 12,000 businesses in Milton Keynes. I spend my whole life going to networking events.
Yeah.
And you think you know all the businesses. You just don't. I probably know a fifth of the businesses. Yeah. So you get to discover all sorts of businesses you didn't even know existed. And there's some amazing talent in Milton Keynes. They're really a lot to be proud of. So it's very uplifting.
Amazing. So mkbaa.co.uk if you want to enter. You can see all the categories on there as well. When's the deadline for entries?
Good question. It is Friday the 8th of November.
Right, so everyone's got a couple of weeks, but get it sorted now or do it over
get
the weekend and then you're in.
Because, yeah, I'm a sad man with nothing better to do. I just look at how many entries we've got. It kills me if we haven't got any and then they all suddenly come in at the last minute.
Oh, there you go. So make Nicholas feel a little bit better. Get an entry in this weekend. Nicholas Mann, chair of the MK Business Leaders Partnership and host of the Milton Keynes Business Achievement Awards. We can't wait to be back with you celebrating business in Milton Keynes in March. Nicholas, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Michael, and thank you to MKFM for supporting us again. It's brilliant to work with you guys.